Hello, welcome. Hi, welcome.
Welcome. Welcome back to the podcast. Like we said the other day, Halvo finally returned our calls. So we have Eric James Halverson on the podcast today. Yep. And yeah, we have an awesome talk. You know, we had originally kind of said that we wanted, you know, this podcast to be a little bit of a break from the elephant in the room, and not having to talk about it all the time. But we kind of ended up just getting into it with Halvo and talking about how we're all doing right now and how we see things. And I think it was really great.
Yeah. Yeah, we get into it, and he says he needed to talk. So
yeah,
we were there for him, and he was there for us, and it was nice.
So we hope that, you know, for any of you guys, it can you know, maybe make you feel like everybody else is kind of going through the same thing, you know. So
yep.
Yeah, and then at the end, we get into a little bit of talk about their record, Rock to the Moon record, called On Your Side, which is 11 years old, which I didn't know.
Yeah, you got punked.
Yeah, I got punked. So, yeah, so there's that. If for some reason you're just totally sick of hearing about being in quarantine, and you can skip ahead about 45 minutes or so, maybe a little bit less, and you can just hear the talk about the record. So cool. Well, thanks for listening. We're gonna play a message from a sponsor right now, and then we'll get into the show.
Cool. Hello? Oh, wait. Shit. Hey.
What's up?
Hey, sorry.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let me add in Halvo right now.
Cool.
Hello.
Hi.
Everybody there?
Hey, we're here.
We're back.
We're here.
Are we live?
The first round didn't work so well.
Yeah.
So what, you had to pee and then get a jacket. Does that mean that right in California it's pretty darn cold out, or what?
It's not cold really. It's just rainy today. We've had some real proper like quarantine weather where, on top of having to stay inside, it's been cold and rainy all week.
Oof. Yeah.
So it just really heightens the, like, sitting on the couch, watching movies all day, eating sets of ice cream. Kind of
Yeah.
It's kind of been the opposite here. It's, like, pretty nice out.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
is that making it harder for you guys?
I mean, I walk from the house to the shed a bunch, and so
just cause you can.
Yeah.
purposely forgetting things in the house so you can walk back to it.
Yeah, I keep like dropping my keys and I filled my bottle of water only halfway full today. I gotta go back.
Oh, rat.
Oh, darn it.
How's being in California where there actually is a mandated order to stay in your house? Do you feel like it makes it any different if you have the option?
Not for us, because we know this, but I don't think everybody else does. We had a wedding last weekend.
Yeah.
Kind of flies right in the face of like everything you're not supposed to be doing right now. But it was the heat of the moment, and I was like, okay, well, let's have a 200-person wedding.
And it was like kind of this weird thing where it was like kind of right at the beginning of
it was on the cusp of like afterwards. Emma and I, Emma being my girlfriend, we're both like, yeah, we probably maybe shouldn't have done that. But kind of in the moment, we're like kissing each other and kissing everybody and sharing drinks and being very irresponsible, but all in the name of love.
Yeah.
So anyways, we then basically we drove back home on Sunday, stocked up on groceries for like 2 weeks, and we haven't really left our house since then. Now the like mandatory stay at home thing went into effect on like Thursday night, I think. But we've been shacked up since Sunday. I think I've only really left our neighborhood once to go pick up something. But other than that, the most I've done is like walk around my house. And if I see somebody, if I see somebody on the sidewalk, then I walk to the other side of the street. And I've been like hiking up and around. I live right below the Hollywood sign. I'm looking at it right now, actually.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Pimp, dude, you're a pimp.
I'm pretty, not only am I super rich, but also pretty famous. Also.
Yeah. Wow.
It's hard to walk around without getting, you know, bugged and mugged and stuff. But no, I've been, we live at the bottom of the hill, and I've been walking up the hill to go admire how fortunate my neighbors are.
Have you around?
There's a lot of swimming pools I want to go swimming in, basically.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some pretty epic ones.
Yeah.
Has it been a hard thing to be inside this much? Or see what we just did an episode with Ryan from Alton Low. He was kind of saying how, you know, he thinks that people like us kind of have the advantage where we're kind of used to when we're home. You know, it's like there's just days or weeks where you don't have that much other responsibility.
Totally.
Where like you can just kind of like all day and like inside and just like messing around. Where most people, you know, are so accustomed to waking up every day and going to a job for 8 hours, you know, and then coming home. So like this must feel way more difficult for them, you know.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I think for me, yeah, this is my life when I'm at home. It's like if I'm gone on the road and then I come home for a couple of days, then it's like I'm probably doing everything that I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
With like a Thai restaurant thrown in there or going to the climbing gym or something. But like this is totally my wheelhouse of just like sitting out in the front yard with my cat, doing absolutely nothing. So it's pretty normal.
Yeah. But like there is like this element of like when it's enforced, it does.
It makes you a little more stir crazy. Most definitely.
Well, it's especially with too, not it's knowing like, how long this potentially could be. Is not.
Yeah, I think that's what really scares me is like.
Yeah.
Nobody's really sure. Nobody's really sure how long this actually could go for, and like the more and more I read about it, it just doesn't seem like it's going to be, you know, an end of April kind of thing where we can all like, you know, rejoice and go to the bars and party and stuff. Like,
yeah,
I feel like the impending doom is that it's going to be a lot longer, and that's been wearing on me quite a bit. But it's interesting. I was talking to Lauren Brinton, about it, about how, like, it's the first time that it's, like, okay to just kind of do fuck all and sit on your couch and, like, you know, try not to feel any pressure or stress about, like, not having to do anything, where, like, so much of, like, what I feel like the last, I don't know, 10 years has been is, like, hustle and hustle and hustle, and you got to have a side hustle as well, and you got to be doing, like, all this shit, and, like, if you don't have your 10 different businesses you're working on right now, then, like, you're a piece of shit. And it's,
yeah,
it's like this weird hard reset for everybody. It's like, yo, you can just chill and don't do anything. Like, please don't literally do anything. And I feel like it's like this weird thing to kind of grapple with now, where it's like, I'm a pro at not doing anything, but, like, for a lot of people, it seems like, oh, I feel kind of guilty about this, but also, like,
oh yeah,
this is a great opportunity for so many people that don't just get to relax often, to actually do that. So it's like, it's I don't know, it's a blessing for some and a curse for others, I'm sure. I mean, obviously, it's a much bigger curse than that. Please don't take that out of context.
I guess it's just like trying to find any of the positives that you can in it, you know, and like,
totally.
And it is like, obviously there, you know, it goes without saying that it is a horrible thing, and, you know, so many people will die and get sick, and so many people will not have a job, and, you know, that's going to affect them for years and years, you know, to come. But, you know, yeah, I guess, like you're saying, any of the positives is like, well, hey, finally, like, these things that I've been, you know, either things that I was supposed to do in my backyard, like, for the past 8 months that I just, like, haven't done. Well, now I can get that done. Or I've been, you know, neglecting, you know, whatever, like, thinking of myself before work or whatever. So there are some good things that can come from it.
Yeah, sure. I read something interesting. It was an interview with this woman who is some sort of economist, but she kind of gears all of her focus towards environmental studies. And she's like, you know, this is all so very important for obvious reasons, but the good thing that we could all probably look forward to about this is that this is like the climate reset that we've needed for so long. And unfortunately, it comes in the form of, like, you know, the entire economy shutting down because of a pandemic, but it's going to completely, like, restructure the way that people consume and the way that people buy. And it's going to, you know, kind of turn this whole switch of globalization kind of on its head, and people will have to start kind of resorting to buying more local than from, like, factories overseas and stuff. It was just, once again, kind of trying to find the positive of the situation, and by highlighting, like, this is going to have very potentially positive effects on the environment. I mean, we've already seen, like, in China, pollution has gone down drastically. I mean, Wuhan is like I've heard it described as like the Detroit of China. And they've basically shut down, and pollution there is, you know, drastically reduced. So it's like, there's all these, it's going to be a completely world changing event.
For sure.
Probably, which nobody can really predict, but that's something that's kind of unexpectedly brightened.
Well, and also just the idea of literally no one can escape this situation. You know, it's not like it's the whole earth. And it was so weird. Like, I was walking my dog last night, and just like, I was just looking at the stars, and it was just like, holy, it just felt a little smaller like Earth did.
Yeah.
Like it was like, oh wow. Like I could almost feel like I could see like the curve of everything. Like I'm just like, I don't know. It was this really strange feeling, but it's like, okay, like I don't know. It's the Earth and everyone's here and everyone's dealing with this and yeah, and there's no escaping it, but it's like, how can you make the positive out of this? Or not positive, but like...
It's almost the feeling of like how you feel in your house, you know? like the walls are closing in a little bit.
Yeah.
Literally on the Earth. Like the Earth is feeling smaller as well. Just because it's something that is like, you know, globally felt.
Yeah.
And it's this factor of like, obviously people that have a lot of money and things are still at some kind of an advantage with, you know, a certain aspect, but also to a certain degree, it kind of like even the playing field, where it's just like, hey, you could still die. You could still, no matter how much money you have, it's like, you have to sit in your house.
Sure, yeah. Just, I mean, yeah. I fear for those who really are, you know, unsure about how they're going to feed their kids or, you know, keep the lights on or anything like that. And that's a whole other discussion of just like what the fuck is going to happen. But there is something, uniting about the idea that we're all kind of obviously going through this together, and how that'll play out is, I guess, to be determined. But
yeah, we'll see. I mean,
it's weird for sure.
Positivity is like contagious, and hopefulness is contagious. So if everyone can just...
You know what else is contagious, Garrett?
The coronavirus,
bro.
But if you can do something good and you can help, you know, your neighbors and stuff, like, that's just going to, you know, only bring something better.
Absolutely.
But also, you are correct. The coronavirus is contagious as well.
It's contagious.
Yeah, and let's just hope these jackasses quit playing basketball and stuff. But I've seen all these pictures of people in LA that are supposed to be on lockdown, and they're all
out playing b-ball.
So yeah,
yeah.
Or the assholes at the beach being like, "It's spring break. I'm not gonna let this bring me down. I want to get fucked up." It's like, fuck you. Go home.
Yeah.
Just go the fuck home.
Go home. Play golf, you know.
Yeah,
by yourself.
Play golf by yourself.
And like that's just so odd about all of it is like they haven't like there's not really like everything seems a little like vague as like what you can do and what you can't do and like exactly how it can spread and all this stuff. It's like, you know, there was so much, especially like early on, there was so much talk about how if you're young and healthy that everything's fine, which just like really painted this picture where people of our age just didn't seem to have much of a concern about
totally,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Sean's uncle is one of the like head doctors in San Diego. And he said that there's more people in our age group he's seen than older people. And he said it's bad.
Yeah. Sorry, say that again. There's more people in our age group
that are going to the hospital, and he's saying it's not a good thing. He's like, this whole age, it's only an old person thing is total bullshit.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think it's case by case, and I thought about posting this this article that I saw yesterday on my Instagram, and then it was just it was so disturbingly fucked up reading someone's account from a nurse's perspective of like what this thing is doing, and it was very graphic, and it was really alarming, and it was they were saying it was somebody who was relatively young, relatively healthy, and like just how it's you know, affecting people differently. It was very eye opening for me. Kind of because of that, yeah. That it's like, oh, I'm young and I'm okay. Obviously, not letting that affect how I'm, you know, obviously I'm staying in my house because I could be fine, but, you know, God forbid I get, you know, somebody at the store sick or my dad sick or something like that. Like, but yeah, it just really opened my eyes that like, no, this is not something that like anybody wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously. But, you know, I think because of that, like, age discussion of like, well, if you're young, you'll be okay. This kind of opened my eyes quite a bit to like, no, this is something that nobody wants.
Yeah.
So
that's insane.
So, stay in touch.
But what have you guys been doing? I guess in your free time, have you been doing anything creative, or, you know, are you finding the positivity in the moments of, you know, are you just like,
yeah,
lamping in the time off and using that to just chill?
I, for a couple days there, I was kind of going off the deep end a bit, and I was like just feeling so much anxiety and like fear to like even be in my house because of the baby. And I just like was freaking out about it, and like was just like, I haven't ever really been like, you know, the person that thinks he's sick when he's not, or, you know, or things like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I just like was doing that and just like overthinking everything. And, you know, it was very hard, and, you know, continues to be hard, where it's like, you know, just having the baby for the first couple months, it's like such a fragile thing of just like, if you hold a baby the wrong way, it's bad, you know?
They're pretty malleable, you know, you can kind of throw them around.
You're a pro baby guy.
That's been the hardest thing for me, is like, obviously, like, how could you live with yourself if you somehow were responsible for, you know, getting your baby sick?
Yeah.
So I've now kind of gotten to the other end of that. So I'm just kind of trying to like get outside a bit and take the dog on a walk and just kind of get my head back on right before really focusing on what's my game plan going to be for this time.
Yeah. Garrett, how about you?
I've, like I said earlier, I'm super happy that I have the shed. And like, I, before the last tour, I really like got it into an area where I can kind of fuck with stuff. And like, I have a lot of just keyboards and stuff in here. And I've been just messing around with music stuff, like making some weird ambient stuff. And I've been I was like really wanting to learn piano. So I've been every day messing around with that. And yeah, I mean, it's mostly, I've just been trying to be like, how can I not watch YouTube all day?
Yeah, right.
So I've been like, yeah, just kind of taking a few hours and just being in here and just messing with stuff I have, and trying not to freak out. But yeah, I mean, it's just a whole weird thing. And yeah, but I mean, it's been, this is the most like time me and Fallon have had to just like hang out like this, you know. Normally, you know, she doesn't.
Yeah, cause you guys just literally like got home.
Yeah.
Well, Pat, except for you, you were kind of lazy. Lazy this year.
But, you know, and it's like, if all of this hadn't
you know, if everything hadn't happened as it did, I mean, we would have been in the studio every day by by now already, you know.
Yeah. So do you guys have any sort of plan as far as that stuff goes, where you're going to be like, you know, okay, well, we've all distanced at this point, and you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it obviously depends on what, you know, how this all progresses. But if, you know, Arizona continues to not be an extreme case like it has, you know, and like things kind of calm down at a certain point, I think, like, you know, we make some kind of a pact within each other of like, hey, you go to the studio and you go home.
Yeah, right.
And if anybody breaks it, then like you're, you know, fucking everyone. So
right.
You know, it's like, I think that is something that we've talked about. John's going to the studio on his own right now, during the week. So, you know, he's still being able to work on ideas and, you know, like, he was going to need time by himself at a certain point anyway to work on vocals and things and just like more ideas. So, yeah, it's just kind of going with it each day. You know?
Yeah.
What about you? What have you been doing with your time?
I was hoping you weren't going to ask that, but, well, not a ton at this point, just because, to be honest, I definitely got to a place with my work life and just traveling and stuff where I feel like I really started to burn out quite a bit.
Yeah,
kind of freaking out about it a little bit, honestly. And then this all happened, and we are now obviously canceled till at least June with my work schedule. And so it's kind of been like a week of like, okay, well, shit, like, shake it off and relax and like take the time to like just sit in your yard with your cat and your girlfriend and like and be okay about that. But I've done some at home projects. We went to our storage yesterday. You know, I've been busting out the grill. But yeah, for the most part, haven't really been doing much, which is nice. But I think today, this weekend specifically, like, it's really starting to get wonky in my head, where it's like, okay, my plan was tonight, I'm going to go back and sit down and just kind of make a list, I think, of things that I kind of want to either A, start learning or get back into, or like, you know, I have so much photo work and video work that like, you know, it's just kind of piling up. So it's like just kind of making, I think, treating the days as if I have a day job.
Yep.
You know, waking up at a certain time and like heading to the office and like just spending time like working through the things that I need to work through as if, you know, as if it was a day job.
Yeah. It's like those like simple things are what's going to make it so you, like, you don't completely go nuts. You know, it's like just like taking a shower every day and actually getting dressed.
Yeah, I had 2 days of like not doing that, and I was like, I need to fucking stop. Like,
yeah.
I need to put jeans on and a fucking like shirt, not wear these like gym clothes, but like lazy clothes.
It's amazing. It's amazing, like how, like when you start down that path, how good it feels, and then like once you're like 2 days into it, you're just like, holy shit, I'm gonna lose my mind. Like, you know, like. Moderation is key of how many days in a row you can wear sweatpants, like, before you just are like, holy shit, am I gonna I don't know, lose my mind.
Yeah.
But it's insane.
Strange times for sure.
That's good. Yeah, I think. Hopefully everybody out there is doing okay. And it's just gonna be hard. And I think it's just kind of like accepting that it's gonna be hard. You know, and because it's so easy to wake up every day and like almost forget that this is the reality.
Today was the first day like that for me, where I was like, it wasn't my first thought, and then and then quickly I was like, oh fuck.
And then did it hit you harder when you were reminded, or was it?
No, I mean not totally. But
you're just kind of at ease.
Yeah, I was just like, oh yeah, it's not normal.
I mean that's a hard thing about it too. I mean, even down to this phone call, it's like everybody that I've been on the phone with this week, you know, every time I open up my phone, like everything is about it, rightfully so. You know, it's obviously a big fucking deal, and it's something that none of us have gone through or anything like that. Like, obviously it's going to be at the forefront of everything, but it's like at a certain point it's going to have to kind of like, everybody's going to have
to need a break from it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can't break from like being on a quarantine or anything, but it's like, how do we bridge from like shock and awe of all this happening to like some sort of semblance of normal life while also not obviously being in normal life? Like,
yeah, you know. I mean, I think like that's the thing. I think that like humans can adapt to things so easily, you know, that just like at a certain point here, if like you don't try to fight it, you know, you're just going to get into some kind of a routine and some kind of a rhythm that feels good, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because you're going to have no choice, you know, it's either that or just go insane.
Yeah. So
I think that's good. And, you know, I mean, just even thinking about like my habits with like eating like food, you know, like how much it's changed over a week, where it's like, you
that's
know,
you
make something for dinner and then you eat it the next day for lunch and then again for dinner, just because you're not going to put anything in the trash. You know? So it's just like, it just kind of brings everything back down a little bit. It's like, all right, like,
which is what I was talking about earlier. Yeah. It's simplifying everything. And like the way that we consume, the way that we buy, the way that we travel, the way we do everything is all going to change and be brought down. But I think something that's like really been freaking me out, just full candidness, is just like the idea of like how this affects us socially is like also really kind of weird and scary for me. It's like, I think about certain friends, like, you know, that maybe live on the other side of town or like, you know, a different state or something like that. And it's like, holy shit, like, when am I going to see these people? And like, under what kind of, you know, pretense are we going to hang out, or are we going to hang out? Or are we going to have to do like a Zoom hang, or, you know, like we did the other night, Garrett was involved, the Zoom murder mystery, and like it was a blast and we had a lot of fun. But also there's like this thing in the back of my mind, it's like, is this the new normal? Like, are we only going to be able to hang out over video chat? And like,
well, it's like I was like, thinking about shit. I was the same thought. I was like, I don't know when I'm going to see my parents next. Like,
oh totally.
My brother's girlfriend in our family group chat was like, we should do dinner video chat thing, and I was just like, oh God, like it just got me thinking. I was like,
weird,
I don't know
right?
when I'm actually going to see my parents again. Like, that is so, it's just weird. Yeah.
Thinking about people that, you know, luckily all of us, you know, have other people in the house with us at the moment, and like, and have a pet and things, you know, like to be totally alone in this, it's, you know, horrifying. Think about how much harder that would be,
Totally. It breaks my heart to think about people that are in that position, or
obviously bummed.
For a lot of people right now. But it's an interesting thing that another friend brought up, is like, you know, we've all been kind of like, in a way, distancing ourselves as a society of like through social media and all these things. And he's like, you know, is this what we asked for? You know, is this kind of like, the universe, if you want to get there with it, like kind of pointing back and saying like, okay, this is what you wanted, right? Like you wanted to be in your phones all day and like, this is how you wanted to communicate, right?
Yeah. And when your friends asked if you wanted to go hang out, you went like, yeah. And then you didn't go. you're going to wish you could have.
Yeah. It's a big, weird wake up call.
Yeah,
for sure.
But man, it's nice to talk about it with you guys. I feel like I'm losing it a little bit, so it's good to vet. I'm sure this is one of the more depressing podcasts you've done, but
it's good. You know, I think like, you know, that's the thing, is you just don't know what other perspectives and things that people are hearing. You know, it's like, you know, I feel like all of us are probably reading different articles and listening to podcasts and things that have, you know, some type of perspective to make you feel maybe a little bit better or something. And, you know, you just don't know what other people even like know what to check out, you know, to like, to hear people have an honest conversation about what they're going through and all this, you know. It's like my parents, you know, all that they know how to consume is what's on the news, you know?
Right. Right.
So it's like to not have that, you know? So I think it's important, you know, to like give people that, and, you know, and for them to like see that, hey, everybody feels just as fucked up right now. So
I appreciate the ability to have the conversation with you guys, and you know, hopefully we are spreading some you know, I guess universal feelings that everybody can kind of relate to right now.
Yeah. For sure. And you know, it's just there, you know, there is just this element of, like, you have to let go, you know, like you have to like surrender to the ideas. This could be not, you know, like they put this like two week thing in people's heads. And I feel like, you know, everybody's like, oh, like after 2 weeks, everything's just going to go back to normal. I was like, that's not going to happen.
No.
You know, and like, we don't know when it ends. And it's just a matter of like, just being okay with that. And then also like realizing that when it does end, it, or not end, but like, it isn't like everything's just going to go back to as it was instantly. It's like, it's going to be a progression, you know, where it's like, all right, you're allowed to be out of your house, but you can't just go to a bar. You can't go to a concert yet. You can't go to this. And then, you know, it's just going to like ease into it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Totally.
Well, and something that I've read more and more as things progress, you know, well beyond now the 2 week idea or the end of April idea or anything, is like, you know, none of this is, it might ebb and flow and speed up, and, you know, summer may come and it may die down a bit, but then pick up in the Southern Hemisphere and blah, 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 whatever. But a lot of this, I don't think, is really going to come to a head until a vaccine is developed. And that vaccine, from what I understand, has to live in a person for long enough for them to to see the long-term effects, and if it's going to kill more people than, you know,
yeah,
than it does save. And it's like, okay, well, when you start thinking about it like that, it's like, this is, it's going to be a long time. Yeah. And, you know, that's scary and terrifying, and like really, leaves a lot of questions about like, well, how the hell does the world work when we're on a lockdown like that? And it's like, I think that's a good starting place, Pat, that you're saying is like, just let go as much as you can, you know, like just hang on to hope, I guess, but really,
and you know,
no point in fighting it.
On the bright side, is, you know, it's like, there's going to be a way out, you know, like it is going to end, you know, at a certain point, it is going to end. And from right now until then, it's only going to get harder, but it's going to work itself out. It has to, you know, and to, you know, and it's only a matter of what happens in between right now and then, you know, but, you know, they're, will be an end, which is nice. So, well, yeah, I think would be cool to kind of maybe look back on a more positive time.
Sure.
And, you know, I was thinking about, I think it'll be this October, right? It'll be the 10-year anniversary of On Your Side by Rocket. Past October.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking at it right now. 2009, baby. So
we're past the 10.
We are in the second decade of On Your Side now.
You know, what kind of comes thinking about that album 11 years on from the writing and recording?
Well, let me shake this Corona braid try to envision sunnier times here in California, which is where we did the record with Matt Squire, who you guys worked with most recently with your latest album. Fantastic album, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
As far as the writing and making of the record goes, if anything, well, out of full, you know, clarity and candidness, Nick and Justin are obviously the kind of the bulk of the songwriting creative process. But we did kind of work out a couple of the tunes in Lauren's garage, I think, prior to us like going into the studio and stuff. Like I remember let me think. I think that's right.
Well, Dakota would have been.
You guys did for sure.
Yeah.
And obviously, we had like Dakota, which was on the EP prior to that. I think it's the only one off the EP. But they had written a bulk of a lot of the tunes together. I think they did a few co-writes. One with like Sam and Dave with Mr. Wright. I forgot who did She's Killing Me. I think maybe a guy from Fountains of Wayne or something like that. I don't know. But I remember we got into the studio and it felt like things were pretty loose still. And we spent a good chunk. I think we had a month in the studio and we spent the first 2 weeks maybe in pre-production, just kind of like working through everything and getting it all, you know, where we wanted the songs to be. And I remember too, like working through so much of the music and being like, yo, this is pretty good. You know, like, because we were demoing and stuff in the studio, it was like, I think this is fit. Like,
yeah,
we could probably put this out. And then, like, to then have to, like, go back through and redo a good bulk of all that stuff. When you have that, like, demo-itis, you know, like, where you fall in love with a song that, like, oh, well, this is not the final version. It's like, yeah, but it should be because that's how I like it.
I mean, I kind of remember that on Can't Stop, too. Like, we definitely had that feel, like, In Your Arms and stuff. Pat, if you remember, was a kind of different song, but totally was like, oh, I like this one. And then we almost didn't put it on the album. And then we worked it out at the very end and turned it into what it turned into. But
and it was a smash hit.
Smash. It was on all those cell phones. It was on all those cell phones.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was like preloaded in a BlackBerry.
Wow. Preloaded before you too preloaded.
Yeah. I mean,
Songs of the Innocent.
Yep.
you guys are ahead of it on every curve.
Always.
I don't know. Well, that's my turn of thought. Next
I
question.
Interrupted you, I'm sorry.
Do you like? I would imagine it's been a bit since you've sat and listened to the whole album or anything. But
well, what is it? 5 o'clock my time, so a couple hours. Yeah. I couldn't tell you the last time. I think if I ever do put it on, it's usually as a joke. Not to make fun of the music, but more so kind of doing a bit. Like I like to listen to my own band. You get it. It's all comedy.
Do you have a song off the top of your head that you think is the best on the record, or like the one that you would be most proud of?
Not particularly. I mean, I just still kind of have the songs in my head that I really always enjoyed playing live.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a song called She's Killing Me. Yeah. And Give a Damn was always great. Give a Damn was always a lot of fun to play live too. But I do remember there were like two songs, the song Annabelle and the song Life of the Party, I think it's called. And I remember those both kind of being moments while making the record where it was like that really, really excited feeling in the studio. Like, oh wow, I think we've really got like something that people are going to be excited about. And then we never really played those songs live, and that always kind of chapped me a little bit, because it was like, well, I feel like these are, you know, these are fun and they're fans like them and stuff, but I do strongly remember being in the studio and, you know, just young and excited and like still so fresh faced about it all and being like, wow, this is like these two songs, like, you know, Nick and Justin really, really wrote something great here. The excitement between those, I feel like, was so palpable.
Yeah. I mean, and like, that's a feeling that you can't get any other way. It's like when you hear something that you did and before anybody else has heard it. So there's no like outside thought on like was this successful or not or anything,
right?
Like, when you just hear that song back and it just like feels that good to you, I mean, you can't, I mean, that's the best thing ever.
Absolutely. I miss that feeling so much. I mean, just making music in general with like a group of people and you're in the room and kind of there's, I feel like with every song there's that moment where it like finally comes together enough where you've laid down enough parts where it's like, oh shit, like this is shaping up. And then, like, once that excitement starts to steamroll and you're just, like, in that room, like, every day, so pumped to be, like, working with those people and seeing that, you know, come to life more and more, it's, like, there's no greater feeling. And it's also, I mean, there's other forms of art where you're working in a group like that and it's collaborative and stuff, but I feel like something that's, like, so beautiful, unique to making music, where it's like, you know, everybody's playing these kind of equal parts. You know, where it's like we've all got our hands in the pot and we're all doing this together. And it's just so that's so special. I'm like, definitely something I miss quite a bit.
There's something around maybe like 8 o'clock at night, you know, it's like you maybe like recorded the drums and then did some guitars.
Squire finally got off the phone and he's coming in the studio. Like,
you know, it's like 8 o'clock and you added that one guitar part that just like pushed it over the edge, you know, or like the like something, and it just like brings it to
Cinches it all together.
That's just like that's the best ever.
I have to say I feel quite a bit like you right now, Pat, because
are you messing with a tree or a bush?
No, I haven't touched any vegetation, but I have probably walked over at least probably 3 miles at this point, just pacing around my neighborhood. And if I see somebody coming my way, then I turn around and then I find a different route. or I'll cross.
Well, don't get lost. You're going to get lost in your neighborhood.
Well, you know, I got plenty of time to figure out how to get back. I just can't ask anybody for directions.
Do you know where my house is? Do you know my cell phone number? That's funny.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I hope that you can do get the band back together at some point. And, it would be awesome to do something together.
And that would be great. Yeah, this would
be a lot of fun
to get us back together.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, this was going to be our year, you know. And you're just now reminding me that I don't think I ever responded about this, but Andrew was like, we should just like make an EP while we're all shacked up. How we do that, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe Zoom can come into play again. Who knows? I am excited to see what kind of creativity this kind of pulls out of everybody once you've watched every minute, hour, second of Netflix that your brain will allow. What kind of weird stuff people will start making?
Yeah. No, I mean,
yeah.
There's gonna be happening. There's gonna be a bunch of kids being born in 10 months from now, and a lot of music.
Yeah. The second renaissance.
I haven't even thought about it, but is there like the any of the late night shows like Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon or like all those are gone.
They're doing them from their houses, like on like their laptops, and then they'll do 20 minutes or something, and then the rest of it will be like old interviews.
broadcast it on.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
I saw the other night too. Jimmy Kimmel had like the Killers.
Yep, I saw that one. And like, yeah, the Killers did
a
show.
Bathroom.
Yeah, they did their new song from the bathroom.
Yeah,
sent it. Yeah,
And then like John Oliver did a did an episode in like a totally white studio.
Well, because someone had it at wherever they film or whatever.
Yeah, in the CBS building. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how. I mean, all of Hollywood is shut down right now, obviously. I mean, everything's shut down, but it'll be interesting to see how that kind of art form
kind of
survived.
Yeah. Wild, wild times.
Indeed.
Well, thanks for taking the time to chat. Even though, I guess you've got all the time in the world right now.
My schedule is a little open right now, but if anybody wants to chat, give me a call.
If you would like to be a recurring podcast guest, that would be great. We could maybe just do like every Monday. It's
how's Halvo?
Halvo. I really like that idea, not only because it'd be fun to chat with you guys, but I want somebody to be checking in to make sure I'm still alive. If you guys could
we'll be that for you,
be that safety net for me. That'd be great.
For sure.
Maybe we could do like maybe we call in a fourth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we do with Nick. That was fun.
We'll do all the right. First 15 minutes of seeing how you are, and then we'll call whoever you want.
Okay. Okay, great.
Awesome. Well, I am not, we're gonna actually do it. So.
Okay, cool.
Dope.
I'm around.
We just figured it out.
Hell yeah. Well, thanks, dude.
All right, love you guys.
All right, love you.
Send love to your lovers.
As you. All right.
I will.
All right. Later.
Bye.